The 66-year-old, who had been named locally as Joe O'Callaghan, was discovered with suspected head injuries by his wife on her return from work at 8:30 this morning. The alarm was raised and emergency services responded within minutes, and the lane, which the residence is located on, was cordoned off for a technical examination. His sister, Sheila Thornhill, was among family members who were summoned to the house to be briefed by Gardaí on developments. And speaking to Red FM News, she says he had been in good spirits recently and they're all in shock.
Well, I've never seen him so good as he has been for the past couple of days, because I've been with him, and stunned at the snow. So that's all really. It's on Saturday morning and he was in great form.
Meanwhile, neighbours in the locality have been expressing their shock, and local Clement Collins told Red FM News people in the area feel uneasy today.
People are phoning up each other now, especially probably older people, because you don't know what you're going to come up against today. You know, you want to be able to relax in your own home as well, and you know, it's so different to watching it on TV, you know, when it's much closer, it's much more worrying then, you know.
A 21-year-old has been arrested this afternoon in connection with the death and is currently being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984 at Toker Garda Station. However, Gardaí say the investigation is ongoing and they're awaiting the results of a post-mortem examination. They've also appealed to anyone who was in the Galways Lane area between 10 p.m. last night and 8:30 a.m. this morning to come forward to any Garda station or contact the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Galways Lane in Douglas.